tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
A little Vegas to ring in the night. We have an awesome guest. I don't think she needs an introduction, but I'll give it to her anyway because she's awesome. Kristen Takeman, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun. I'm going to get a job here. I think I'm going to get, I want an internship at AfterBuzz TV.
Are you crazy?
Oh my gosh, they'd love you.
We've already done it.
I'm going to move in. I love this place.
We'll tell Maria and Kevin. We'll get everybody in on it. Well, she loves Mad Men, so next time, well, you're saying it's ending.
Yeah,
so
I'll find a new show.
Yeah, we'll find another show. So here, obviously, with Kristen Takeman, and we have our beautiful panel again tonight.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Wagner.
I am so excited because last year when we had you here, we were lucky enough to have you on a night where the whole episode was about you. Mm-hmm. Last week, we weren't given enough of you, and we wanted that, and we were denied it. We got a little bit, but I was like, you know what? That's a good sign. That means that we're going
to
have
coming.
Next week.
Yeah, yeah, it has to
so
be coming.
We got
yeah.
really lucky.
Tonight was a good
really
night.
Really lucky.
Lots of stuff to talk about, I feel like.
So much to talk about. Before we get into any of that, I just want to know, how are the kids? How's Josh? How's the blog?
Everybody's good. Yeah, the kids are home in New York right now sleeping, and Josh and I are out here for a week promoting the show, so it's kind of nice. It's like, it's a vacation, which is great. Yeah. Although your weather out here is not good right now. The weather in New York has been nicer than it is here.
I heard that.
Which
I heard
is
that.
Crazy.
Now, when you come back here, because you used to live here with Josh.
Well, yeah.
I remember you saying something about last season that you were saying when you lived in L.A., where you did you have, you didn't have a lot to do here. Was that what you said something about, like, or what were you do when you lived out here? Did you know a lot of people out here?
No, I did. I have a lot.
Oh, you
yeah,
did?
Yeah, yeah. No,
oh.
We definitely have a lot of friends out here. No, I was more like in mommy mode, you know, because
I had my son here
and we lived in Venice and I was in sweatpants.
Oh, you lived in
Venice. Yeah. I was like, whenever I think of Venice, I think of my sweatpants.
I love it.
And pushing my stroller in circles, like, and around Abbot Kinney.
Oh, so that's where you live.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So do you, when you come back, do you still feel like it's a little bit of home or do
oh,
you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because you got here early.
Yeah.
So, and I kept thinking to myself, oh, she's from New York. She might get lost. Okay. She was here way before all of us. And then, like, now makes sense.
Yeah.
She used to live here. She's like, Encino? I know that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love it.
So are you funny. Staying on the west side right now, too?
Yeah, we're staying in Santa Monica. But when we come, usually we stay in Calabasas with my in-laws.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's actually nice to be on the west side right now. Love Calabasas. It's beautiful, but it's so far.
Yeah.
Like,
so
when you have to come into town to do stuff, it's like, takes forever.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, I think everywhere. I mean, it took me over an hour today to get here.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know. Traffic. We all know that, whether you're from LA or not.
Yeah, any city.
Exactly. But the blog's doing well.
Yeah, last night's look. I know it was so fun to be able to see. I love showing people the behind the scenes today. I really just take to the streets, and it really brings me back to the beginning of my modeling career. You know, I used to do test shoots on the street all the time. That's kind of how you start.
Oh.
So it's so funny that all these years later, it's like I'm still just on the street shooting pictures. But, you know, New York City has the most insane backdrops. Like, everywhere you go, it's like beautiful. The cherry blossoms are out right now. So it's amazing. It's fun.
Yeah. And the pictures are beautiful, obviously.
Thank you.
I mean, you put a trash bag on you and you'll make it look really hot. But still, you had beautiful clothes and you did a beautiful job. And I wanted to get into, obviously, because there's so much about you tonight. So we'll start recap and we'll do our normal recap. And
cool.
Kristen's going to be you're a host as well. So you gotta put your host hat
on. I'm ready.
Pretend you're not really connected to the show too much. Totally give your opinions. If you can.
I'm so excited because this is what I do every Tuesday night anyway.
This is so funny.
Like, with my live tweeting, so it's so fun to have, you know, people to talk to about it.
Call us anytime.
That I'm not typing to.
I know, right? I know. In the flesh, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we start out first with Bethany and Sonia, and this kind of paves the way into what happens later when Sonia and Bethany go to Sonia's manufacturer or her CEO
her
of Sonia.
Showroom.
Yeah. Sonia Morgan Brands.
Yes.
Showroom.
Yeah.
Were you guys surprised at all that, of all people, she wanted to kind of welcome Bethany into this part of her life?
I am not surprised personally because she went through with everybody else. Like nobody else. I felt like Bethany was the only one that was sort of going to like make sense of it for her. It's like she wanted to prove something to Bethany because nobody else believes her at this point. And you could see it. And it's like, it's kind of sad in the beginning. I think Bethany like went back and forth in that first scene that we see because she starts off and she's like, okay, I think she's a little crazy, but then it like it's making sense with the whole like she could lose her house, and I get that she doesn't want to sell it because then she'll have nothing because she has to pay off people. It was a lot of back and forth, and I kind of feel like I think Bethany left like open minded to it all until the next moment. But I don't know. What do you ladies think?
I understand her going to Bethany because she kind of feels like she's lost the support of everyone else. And kind of rightfully so, because where is the toaster? Where is the screenplay? Where is where are all the other things that she talks about doing? At the same time, then, I do understand her not inviting them. And they can't really be upset because not everyone has been very supportive about the last things because nothing has come to fruition. But then they have to kind of like go, okay, well, what's going on with you? We get why you didn't invite us. Tell us about what you're doing now.
Right.
And you just kind of take it with a grain of salt.
But you know what it is, which I wrote in my Bravo blog? It's really a cry wolf situation. It's like, how many times is Heather going to offer her support before, you know, it's like, I mean, Heather, didn't she do that whole photo shoot last year?
Oh. Yes.
She put tons of time and money and effort into that, and she got burned completely. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you do all of that and then not do anything with it? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's where she's coming from. So I think Heather's just on the defensive. But yeah.
Absolutely. No, it was a lot of work that was done, and we got shown that tonight. I think we kind of forgot a little bit.
I know. We do forget. Yeah. That's the beauty of Sonia. We all love her so much that we kind of just forget.
Yeah.
But I like that whole scene, how Sonia basically prefaced it with, well, Bethany's actually interested in what I'm doing. She said something to that effect. I forgot to write it down.
Yeah.
Of course. We were all so busy chatting with Kristen during the episode. If you've never watched an episode of Housewives with the Housewife, I never have, this is very exciting stuff.
I get very serious. I'm like, shh, don't rewind. Stop. Turn it up.
I love it. That's amazing that you
so big about
I didn't know
live
we popped
tweeting.
Your cherry with that tonight. I didn't know that.
I've never gotten to watch it with actual cast members.
Funny.
So
funny.
We all fan out big time. That's why we recap, because we're freaking huge fans. Of the show.
Exactly. It's fun though. Yeah, it's fun. It's really cool.
Yeah, so it seems like Bethany's kind of the only one who hasn't been burned by talking about Sonia's businesses that haven't come to fruition.
Right.
So she's kind of the only one Sonia can really go to at this point.
Right. All right, and then we go, so it's interesting because we go kind of from serious conversation to not so serious. Sonia obviously lets everybody know, she's just such an open book, but she talks about black cards and somehow goes into swallowing. And for anybody who hasn't seen the episode yet, I don't think we should spoil it. We should kind of let that be.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, you should go back and watch that part if you didn't see it.
It's true, Sonia.
Definitely true, Sonia. But it's very interesting. I mean, we learn something new about Sonia every day. But I don't think Bethany's known her a while now, so I don't think she gets really too surprised by anything that she says.
Right, but I think Bethany's very similar with her humor, so I think
Absolutely.
That was a perfect moment for the two of them.
Exactly, totally was. But then we have Luann and Dorinda. They meet for pedicures. And I guess Luann's wearing an outfit from her line, from Shop HQ?
Yeah, which just turned into Evine, I believe.
Evine,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
great
really
collection.
Pretty.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful collection. We should all check it out.
Yeah, I think we should all check it out. We also, I feel like we should get a closet tour at some point from her, just from her jewelry.
I know.
Because her necklaces
her
are
statement
so crazy.
Necklaces. Did you see that Watch
yes.
What Happens Live
Hilarious.
With Andy?
Hilarious. Did you guys watch it?
I didn't see it.
It was so funny.
It was this like ginormous statement necklace with like all these teeth and like this independent. It was like that big, but it was so. It was
is that
so
the
funny.
One? Hilarious. The one woman who imitates all of the housewives? It was her.
No.
She. I think they were talking about what she was wearing.
Yeah.
They were actually just making fun of it because it looked like they like zoomed in on it. It does look like shark's teeth. And
it
stuff.
Looked like it could walk away. Yeah. Like it was insane, and it was huge.
It was really funny.
But she's known for that, and she can rock them. She looks good in them.
Totally. She must have the craziest jewelry closet ever because each one takes up like in a closet from New York. I mean, I don't have like that big of a closet. A lot of jewelry.
She does, I'm sure.
Oh, I know, right? Some people do, yeah. And anyway, so they go there and they talk about Bethany a little bit and just about kind of trying to understand, you know, Dorinda doesn't know Bethany yet. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to understand her energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Luann's known her for a while, so I think they just had a little bit of a an understanding as to, like, you have to kind of ease your way into Bethany.
Yeah, exactly. Luann offers some great advice, yeah. And it's kind of nice to hear. I just wish she offered it to me. Where was I when they were getting that advice?
Exactly. Where were you?
I wasn't invited.
You weren't invited. You know what?
I wasn't invited.
There's
to
a common...
You weren't even the plus two.
Poor me.
Well, I want to go, just because we do have you here from, you know, from last week, we saw that Heather told you about not being invited to Bethany's party. Do you want to clarify anything about, were you upset, yeah, or any, just, you know.
We were speaking about it earlier, mm-hmm, and, you know, this is where I was coming from with that whole moment. So, you know, we're all in the Hamptons, we're all getting along, we have, like, a great moment at the brunches, you know, and the last... I saw everybody, you know, Ramona and Bethany were in this huge fight, right? So then cut to, I just, you know, casually call my girlfriend Heather. I was like, hey, what are you up to? And she's like, oh, well, we were all at Bethany's birthday dinner. And I was just like, you know, you just kind of just got caught by surprise. It's not, mm-hmm, like the end of the world. I'm not like, you know, losing sleep over not being invited to any party. But it was just one of those moments where you were like, oh, everybody was there. That I was just thinking, that's interesting. Last time I saw everybody, you know, Ramona and Bethany were at odds.
Yeah.
And now they're all hunky-dory. So I was like, okay, clearly missed a lot, and like, that's it, case closed. And then love Heather, she's my bestest friend, but she, it was like, you know, it was funny because when I watched that back, I was thinking, oh my goodness, like, it's, this is making it seem a lot worse than it was.
Yeah,
but she was just trying to get a point across, and then it was like, oh my god, Bethany starts, yeah, like digging this huge hole, and I'm thinking, somebody just stop talking, everybody just stop talking.
Like, yeah, anymore. You're watching, oh my gosh, I can't imagine watching that scene.
It turned into something completely different. It was crazy. Mm-hmm.
So basically Heather was just trying to defend you, but she kind, yeah, of took it a little bit further,
exactly,
by being like, well, she was really upset by this, because I was like, I think I said to everybody, it didn't seem like you were that upset about,
yeah,
it. It seemed like it bothered you for a second,
yeah,
as I think it would all of us,
yeah,
kind of hurt for a second, but
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
And so it felt like she turned it into something more, and then that just turned into crazy World,
yes,
War III.
Yeah,
right.
But it was great. It was nuts. The,
yeah,
whole plus one, plus two.
I mean, at the end of the day, you are all on a show.
Yeah.
You are all there except one person on the show.
Well, and Dorinda wasn't invited,
Dorinda,
either.
And Dorinda, oh, yeah, that's,
remember,
true, actually. Dorinda
wasn't
there
actually
either.
Said, too, she was like, I mean, Dorinda felt the same way I did. She was like, oh, bummer, like, we missed out. Happy birthday, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, too, is that, you know, I had invited her to a couple of things that, you know, she couldn't make it to for whatever reason. So, you know, I had, at that point, reached out, you know, to try and... you know, get to know her a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
She doesn't remember. We've met twice. I never imply that my husband and Bethany were best friends.
Right.
Never.
Right.
That totally, there's eight women. It's like telephone, you know? It's like, the question is, like, do Josh and Bethany know each other? Yes, they're acquaintances.
We,
like,
got that
I never, right? Yeah, I've never implied that they were, like, best friends, hanging out, emailing. We have a lot of, she is partners with a lot of our good friends that she does business with, like Skinny Girl Daily,
mm-hmm,
and her Bella Blenders is one of my best friends' husbands that do it. So we have, like, a lot of, like, it's like lots of degrees of separation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Josh and Bethany, you know, like, you know, hung out in the same circles years ago. So, you know, they are acquaintances. That's all I ever was.
Well, Carol has a blender now, too, we know.
I know. Isn't that
she,
funny?
She walked out last week, like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. I love it. I walked out. I, like, we literally went into her pantry and raided it. It was awesome.
That's
and
awesome.
She still sends me her popcorn, which is amazing. Have you ever tried it?
No.
It comes, her little microwave popcorn comes in little individual packs, and it's lime basil, the flavor.
That sounds amazing. They have them at Ralph's, actually.
Oh,
I always look at them.
Seriously, try and get,
okay,
some, because they're
right.
So good. They're the best snack. They have them at, like, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Reunion popcorn, ladies.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Let's do
you
it
guys
next
should
time.
Do it.
Yeah, we'll bring some.
I'm sure she'll send you some. Reach out.
I know.
She'll send you.
She
she'll stock you up.
Maybe we can have some Skinny Girl stuff here.
Our own little store worth of.
Yeah, I
we
know.
Can pour a little cocktail.
Little Skinny Girl drinks.
I cannot believe you ladies don't drink during these shows.
Well, I have to do a comic book show after this, so I have to be. I have a lot of people relying on our Flash knowledge, CW people.
Okay.
So otherwise, forget it.
I've done it a couple times because once we were tasting Tarita Judy J's.
Oh, nice.
What was that called?
Oh, what did you? The Bellini.
The Bellini.
Right? Oh,
we did that. And the other time we tasted Lisa Vanderpump's sangria.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Those were the times that we did drink during the show.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
You guys should be like,
all in the name of the Real Housewives.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very
interesting. Sorry, we went off the
topic. No, please. Are you crazy? But we should do that next time. Well, you know, I feel like with all the drinks now, it's like I still drink the Skinny Girl margarita, though.
Mm-hmm.
I still love
it's good.
Mm-hmm. But there's so many now.
Yeah.
I said
all the different flavor vodkas, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do it. Whatever
it's yummy.
Even Vicky has one, right? Vicky has
Vicky has wine.
She has wine and she also has tequila, I thought.
Oh, does she have tequila now, too? Vicky. Oh, she probably would.
Yeah, I thought she did. I know, right? Exactly. Woohoo. Woohoo is right. Okay, so Sonia and Ramona, we have a brief little, they're discussing her business, Sonia's businesses, and this is where the Atlantic City thing comes up, which we are so excited for. Yes. I can't even wait. Oh, my gosh. But I guess during this time, they start calling some of the people to invite them, and they call Carol, and now they're like, let's call her Razzie. Do you feel like this is kind of the beginning of maybe a friendship more with Carol and Sonia? Because it seemed kind of like, we really haven't seen a lot of Sonia and Carol, for instance, but just to want to say her name like that, I feel like it was a little bit of a step into the, let's try to be more friendly with everybody, because it's kind of like she's a little bit of an outcast right now.
I think everybody loves Razzie, and I think that she's always, she's always kind of, I don't know, like civil with everybody, and she's good at kind of like keeping the peace and stuff. So I think, I don't know, maybe she's reaching out for that.
Yeah. Sonia's reaching out. Yeah. I think Sonia probably, if anybody, she wants on her team, that's,
yeah.
Carol's not going to say anything, I don't think. She's, mm-hmm. I mean,
or she's maybe she's like, she's got a young boyfriend too. Like maybe we've got a lot more
could
common
be.
Than I thought.
It can double date.
Totally.
That's a really good point. Although, didn't we find out last week that Sonia got. There was a guy that came with Carol.
That's right. Remember?
She's like, you gave me your number two.
Oh my gosh. Wait, do you remember that from last week? Not to go back, but that was it Jordache Jeans? Do you remember
yes.
that?
Yes.
Did you ladies talk about that?
No. We didn't, but we all knew what it was.
Yeah. Dying. I was like, how does he not know Jordache Jeans? And he's a model.
Because he's
like,
24. They didn't even exist.
Wasn't there another thing that she said too later on? Ramona
well, she said Guess Jeans first, and then she goes, Jordache.
He goes, and then he goes, Gloria maybe Vanderbilt. You're pronouncing it wrong. She's like, no. I'm not pronouncing it wrong.
And the Gloria Vanderbilt jeans and the whole thing.
Yes.
And I'm like, this kid is an embryo. He doesn't know
anything. He literally doesn't. No, didn't Ramona say during last week's episode something to him like, keep it. So she said some type of joke and he did not get it. And she's like, okay, you don't get it. Yeah. You're not, I forgot who I'm talking to. But that's the parts where I feel like they're, Carol, because Carol is so smart.
Yeah.
And we always were trying to predict last year what was going to happen with Carol in terms of like what kind of guy she needs, find her a guy. Like we wanted to help her, like.
Oh, well, because she said she was on Tinder and stuff.
Yeah.
So. But you guys had a nice little conversation at dinner about her dating Adam.
Yes.
So I actually didn't know, because I'm like so out of the loop, apparently. I didn't know that Adam was Luann's niece's ex. Like, I had no idea. And I think they'd broken up a minute ago. It wasn't like they just broke up 3 months ago. It's like they'd broken up like over a year ago. Mm. So, yes, Carol should have said something right away, but I do think in Carol's defense, how you first start dating somebody and it's like weird to be like, three dates in and be like, hey, I'm dating him and blah, blah, blah. And then like have
absolutely.
It fizzle out to nothing. Mm-hmm. So I think in Carol's defense, I think she wanted to wait because it was like awkward. Like, is this something? Is this not something? Should I say
absolutely.
Something?
And also if she did say something and then he got word of it, he'd be like, okay, she's like, she might look like a stalker or something. Like, okay, we went out 3 times. Exactly. Why is she calling people 100%. And telling them? So it's like all these different things.
I'm sure that's what was going down. I'm sure. And then it got to a point. And she told her, and it's so funny. It's like all this hoopla, and you saw them sit down at the end of the show tonight, and it was like so not a big deal. It never
not
is.
At all.
Welcome to the Housewives.
I know.
Yep. Did you guys want to put anything in? Say anything? Comment anything about that?
No, I mean, I just had a Real Housewife comment on it, so I'm good.
Right? I know. Top that.
I know. It's crazy to have you here because I'm like, well, I don't need to say anything. You were there.
I should say something about that whole wax comment at the end.
Yes.
So, like, the reason why Carol and I feel like we know each other's vaginas so well
is because
we had that waxing moment last season. I don't know if you ladies remember. Where
yes.
So I was with her, and they didn't show my side of the wax,
right.
Thank goodness, because Josh would have been really
upset.
But like we like literally held each other's hands while we were waxing.
Oh,
TMI.
Right. No,
that's
okay.
No, it's not.
Best friends know each other's vaginas, I would think, at
yeah.
some point, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
plus
not judging at all.
So painful.
I totally get it.
Ugh, you need to hold someone's hand.
I think I need to hold someone's hand if I did too.
I feel like that can totally make you become best friends if you go through that together.
100%.
It's like
even
if you were kind of just acquaintances,
yeah,
now you're
exactly.
like really good friends.
And I remember like, again, TMI, I remember like concentrating on her face, and then like I looked down quick and then I went back to her face and was like, oh my god, you're blonde!
It's amazing though, because
you're a natural blonde! It was like the record went, ooh! You know, it was so funny. I was just like, okie dokie. Scarred/bonded for life.
That's a real way to know if someone's there, right?
Then I was like jealous. I was like, damn, you're a real blonde. All right,
I can't. But I feel like after you give childbirth, thank you so much. Waxing can't be that bad. But they say you don't remember the feeling after when you have a baby. So maybe that's why. I don't know.
Do you remember? No.
No, I mean, I just remember after it hurting really bad. I had epidural and got induced both times. So I didn't have, you know, any, there was no pain. Thank goodness. Knock on wood.
Oh my gosh.
But so I don't remember. But waxing is, it's definitely horrible. Rough. Yeah.
And you remember waxing after. You do remember the feeling. So, good times.
Well, you're going through that far more times than you are pregnancy.
Exactly.
I would hope so.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah, oh, I would definitely hope so. Okay. So, from vaginas to Dorinda. No segue into that one. But we do see Dorinda and Hannah having more of a friendly kind of heart-to-heart tonight. Heart-to-heart. Hannah's a little rough with her in the sense of she's kind of like, you're a chubby chaser. And, you know, she doesn't like John.
Yeah.
We know that. Did you guys get a little bit surprised tonight to see that she actually, in a sense, stood up for him a little bit?
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw it, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is the... She says to anybody who hasn't seen it yet, she says...
he tries too hard.
Yeah, he tries too hard. And so, for me, it was funny. The one time that that Dorinda doesn't really have anything too great to say about John, and then she kind of steps in and says, like, reminds her, but Mom, you know... I mean, that was kind of an opportunity for her to say, yeah, Mom, I agree. I totally agree. And then throw him under the bus, but she didn't.
Mm-hmm. I think the whole thing is so interesting because I actually didn't meet Hannah. I'd heard about her the whole season, and I actually didn't meet her until our premiere party. And she is so lovely. She's so great. I still can't believe, because Dorinda and I have our moments this season, which you'll see, but I love Dorinda. I love her personality, and Hannah is so sweet and awesome, and I love seeing them together. I just, for the life of me, I still can't understand how she could date somebody that is like at odds with her. Everybody's sort of at odds with this John guy, and it's so interesting. Even watching it back, you're like, oh my goodness, like how can your own daughter not like this guy? Yes. But there's something going on.
There's got to be a reason for it.
Yeah, and then she said tonight, also Ramona as well. Like, and I didn't realize that either. Like, Ramona has had an issue with him. So
yeah, last week we talked a lot about John.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did.
Yeah, and I want to know, so just clarify to anybody who's just tuning in now, like, what do you guys think of John overall?
Well, I was a little frustrated last week because it was 2 weeks in a row of them being out to dinner and her kind of picking at him, the whole him answering the phone call. It really wasn't that big of a deal. Tell him to get off the phone, but then she kind of kept pushing it. So I thought that was a little bit weird. And then the same thing at the dinner again, like them fighting. And I didn't necessarily think he was being mean. I felt like he was pushing her.
She
just took it and was kind of mean to him.
Egging each other on, which I thought was insane. I was watching it. It was so uncomfortable. I was like, are they going to... I think they're going to go home and have insane sex. Like, this is their foreplay. Like, I don't think this is the first time this has ever happened. Like, for real. I wrote that in my blog.
That's
interesting. Are you allowed to swear on this?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that, like, fight and fuck thing? Like, I think that's what they have going on. Dorinda, you know I love you.
No. That's very interesting, though, because, and also going back to what you said about Hannah, our impressions of Hannah so far haven't been that good, just because we only see her.
She's been abrasive.
Yeah. She's in.
This was nice.
This was really nice. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, because I think you obviously would have a really good judge of character. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking your word for it, and that helped us a lot, I think, with just figuring out Hannah, because we were kind of like, what is going on with Hannah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even when she talked about last week, Dorinda was like, yeah, Hannah says that, did she say the word disgusting or something? She's like, Hannah says that she was talking about the things that Hannah says to her about John, and they weren't very nice, whatever it was, when they were at that thing with Bethany and Carol. Which just kind of validated a little more to us that they're kind of a weird relationship.
Yeah, no, it makes me sad for Dorinda. That's what it does. It makes me really sad for Dorinda. It's like, didn't she say last week that she sort of lives these two lives? Could you imagine living two lives? Especially having been through everything she's been through with her late husband, and that's really hard. I don't know how she does it. I really don't.
No, I don't either. Yeah. I mean,
it's got to be exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought it was nice that she said she was seeing her daughter as like woman to woman talking.
It's
like kind of like, it was the first time I felt like I was talking to a friend, like woman to woman.
Yeah.
Which was a sweet moment. That
yeah,
was
definitely.
Solid on camera. But yeah, I mean, I think that relationship kind of confuses everyone, but mm-hmm. maybe it is the first time in her life she's had like a really antagonistic relationship with a man, and it's very exciting.
Right.
And maybe that's why she likes it so much. It's so different from her other relationships.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she did say she can't order, which I don't think is completely accurate. I would think she's just maybe exaggerating a little, because I could not imagine that she can't even order her own food.
Who
she said
that?
Week. Dorinda's like, I can't
order.
Like,
I want to order
what I want to eat, but I can't order what I want to order. And I'm like, mm-hmm. He just seems like the type of guy that's like, whatever you want.
Pick or he's want. Just eating it all.
Yeah, or that. Or there's always that. It's probably a little bit of both, to be honest, Kristen. I mean,
I think
totally a little bit of both.
I think maybe the situation there is that he's trying.
I do love Dorinda, please.
No, I
and I'm not
her.
Even, this isn't even wine. It's
no,
water.
I know. It's water.
It's water, it is. My wine's over there.
Exactly.
It's coming after.
I think the whole thing with the ordering situation was that he's trying to be a gentleman, and yeah. as a woman, when a man orders for you, I like that.
I'm with you 100%.
I think
I get
that's
that.
Great. But if he's ordering what he wants and not allowing her to, like, mm-hmm. if he's, you know, like how in Titanic when he's like, she'll take the lamb with
yes.
very little mint sauce.
Yes. And why are you quoting that completely accurately?
That's crazy.
Wow. What the heck?
I really like
that. That's
movie.
Like a random movie to
that
do
was really
too.
I know.
But that's what I think good of. I think of him saying, like, making that decision for her, and she has no option. Mm-hmm. Where I feel like Dorinda has the option to tell him, I like this or I don't like this, yeah. and he's probably just trying to be gentlemanly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think gentlemanly, I totally agree, and I think gentlemanly comes up quite a bit. Like, I don't know if you remember, well, first of all, like the manners with him taking a phone call during mm-hmm. the lunch, and she was like very proper about, which I, you know, who knows exactly what was going on there. I mean, maybe like she literally only had like an hour carved out for him or something, and she, like, fair enough. She's just like, listen, like, you invited me to lunch, get off your damn phone. But then at the same time, did you notice when they walked into that restaurant where he made sure he wanted her to sit on the other side because women are supposed to sit away or towards the window,
yes.
not have their back? And she was like, John, it's fine. Like, I'm just going to sit here. I can mm-hmm. do this tonight.
Right.
It's not a big deal. So I think that's like part of their relationship. Like, he likes to be, you know, a total gentleman all mm-hmm. the time. I definitely picked up on that. I thought that was interesting, actually. And I didn't know that.
I also thought it was interesting, going off that, as a way of Kristen here, we're going to recap a little more
it's
than
be
one
like
episode.
An 8-hour show.
but even with the cell phone, did you guys notice when he picked up the cell phone, it looked like it wasn't really ringing? Maybe it's just me, but go back and watch it, because I Googled it to see if anybody else noticed it, and no one did, so I'm like, maybe it's just me, but it looked like he may have done that just because he knew it bothers her and he wanted to create some drama, because it's like his first time really like on camera.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe not. But it just go
or
back
maybe
and
maybe it
check.
Was on silent or something.
Maybe. Go back and check. I'm not saying that he did that 100%. I just, when I see something like that, I just want to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like crazy diehard awesome fans that like will go back and watch that now and let us know.
That, and they're going to look up that Titanic scene, let me tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't lamb. They're going to like tweet in.
She actually was pretty accurate, because I know it too.
I think it is lamb.
You guys.
It is lamb with very little mint sauce.
Yeah. I don't know. 1997, okay. Baby. Shout out to
I saw it in the theater 8 times.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, my. Titanic. All right. So then
like
we
the
go
movie.
Into... Oh, and quickly, Dorinda does mention during this time that she's going to have the party.
The cocktail
yes.
party.
The
yes.
cocktail
mm-hmm.
party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we have, which we just got a little bit into, but Kristen, your blog, Last Night's Look, and your photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
When you first started the blog and you told Josh you were going to do a blog, what did he think of that?
No, I think he was excited. You know, I really enjoyed putting, you know, just dressing for the show in general. I like to say that it's, somebody mentioned before, like the Carrie Bradshaw meets Jackie Kennedy. I'm obsessed
yes.
with both of those characters. You know, obviously Jackie's was real. But, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker in that role of Carrie Bradshaw. And I just feel like you get this awesome platform. It's like, how many times as a woman do you go somewhere and you're like, oh my gosh, I love that dress and I want to buy this and I want to buy those shoes. And you're like, where are you going to wear it? You know, like in
yep.
my head, like that little thing comes up and you're like, well, where are you going to really wear this? You know? And then, you know, you're on a show and you have all these awesome events to go to all the time. So it was really, really fun just, you know, putting looks together. And, you know, Jacqueline is here and she's my awesome makeup artist. And Christian was styling me. And so, you know, and I have my intern now. Can you believe I have an intern? Did you think
that's
hilarious?
Hilarious.
So the second I got an intern, I was like, oh my God. Because remember last year how I was like, why does she have all those interns? I don't get it.
Well,
and now
she has
I'm
multiple
like,
interns.
She has
too.
A lot of.
Yeah. But Sony and I definitely have a moment later on in the season where I really turned to her for intern help. So it's kind of interesting. I know. It's crazy.
All right.
How did you find your intern? Craigslist or something?
No, through eBoost, through Josh's company.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, she'd done some stuff for them. So, yeah, I like to say, like, she's actually, you know, doing stuff. She's not walking a dog and, you know, running errands and stuff.
What are some of her duties for you?
She helps with the blog. So we put together looks and we'll take to the streets and shoot them. And then she'll do all the comps. So, you know, everything that I wear in the show, I reshoot it on the streets. Like, tonight, it was really pretty. I shot it, like, literally, Jacqueline and I shot it, what, 2 days ago or something? And there's all these beautiful cherry blossoms on my block right now. So I just put the outfit on again and reshoot it. And then a lot of times, the exact clothes aren't available because we shot it so long ago. So we'll do comps and we'll offer where you can get things, sometimes at lower price points. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but the beauty of the blog is most of the time, it's I do a lot of high-low fashion. And half of the time, like, 9 times out of 10, it's like H&M, Zara, Topshop, you
know. Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's affordable for everyone out there.
Yeah, exactly, which is awesome. And it's like, or it's like, you know, I talk about getting key pieces. So, you know, you commented on those shoes tonight, like those awesome green Manolos. But that yellow dress, that yellow skirt was H&M.
See, I love
that. Oh, my
that.
Gosh, so, I love
you
that.
Have a model's body, so,
so
anything.
Oh, but it's great. I mean, it's good. Everybody can wear it.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
you
amazing.
Have to check it out, though, lastnightslook.com.
Well, we always wonder about certain outfits that we see. We, it's like, unless you tweet, and then, like, you're going to get 1,000 tweets anyway, so it's like, ours will just get lost in the sea of tweets. And it's like, well, I want to know where your skirt's from. Now we could just go, and it's great.
No, I think it's fun, totally. And it's a great outlet, too, for beauty stuff. And, you know, it's like, I've learned so much throughout the years, like, silly stuff. Like, you know, what products to use to, like, pencil in your eyebrows or contouring or, you know, I did something on Velcro rollers and I'm going to post soon, like, a DIY blow dry. It's like,
favorite.
Oh my God, I'm in a pinch and I'm the worst at blow drying my own hair. So the old school Velcro rollers, just come on out.
That's all I wear.
It's the same effect.
That's all
for
I
no
do.
Money. Right?
It's not all. I don't care. I live in them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Since...
I didn't today, but I usually...
Since Sarah Jessica Parker is one of your style icons, what was one of your favorite outfits from Sex and the City?
Oh my gosh, I could go on and on and on. Oh God, I keep thinking about all her big coats. Oh my gosh, I don't think there's one. I might have to get back to you.
Get back to
I like her big, like her ghetto fab hoops, and I actually have those. And I,
like, her name?
Yeah, you have to check. They're on the blog, actually, if you scroll through the blog. Yeah. No, I think there are so many different times. I like when she had, I'm going to go like hair moments. Like I like when, I feel like it was pre-baby and she, remember she had the big long extensions and she'd do the ponytail
part
of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many.
I like the Paris one, that pink dress she wore in Paris.
The Paris dress, the big ginormous dress that she's laying on the bed when Alexander comes in. That's probably one of my.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
Get back to us and let us know what your favorite one is.
I want to know right now.
Yeah, no, let us know. But yeah, that's the first thing that popped into my head tonight when I saw you running with the skirt on. I'm like, oh my gosh, so Sex and the City.
I think I'm living vicariously.
Oh gosh, that's a good person to live vicariously to.
Yeah.
Are you really stripping down, changing outfits on the street in between?
Oh my god. I do it probably once a week.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's just easier because otherwise it's like you have to go up to the apartment, change, come back down. Or sometimes, like the other day, we shot on location in Soho and I just went into the corner of this park and Jacqueline just holds up her jacket and I just do a little quick change. It's just so much easier. And I'm like, I've been modeling for so long that that's kind of what you do on shoots sometimes anyway. So it's just easy. It's fun.
Totally.
Yeah.
We don't have much longer. We have a lot to recap. So I just want to get back into that as much as I don't know a non-rude way to do that. So
no,
I'm so sorry.
It's not rude at all.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about this meeting.
Yes. Okay. So we had Bethany and Sonia at the meeting for the clothing line. For me, I don't know. I want to know what you guys thought, because I initially thought, you know, Bethany came in like Bethany would, but she was, you know, being protective. Did you guys feel that it warranted the reaction that she got from the team of people that, you know?
I felt like it was talking to a room of Sonia's. So I didn't feel like Bethany was being rude, how she kept questioning herself after the meeting, like, was I too much? Was I a bitch? Was I a bitch in there? Like, I felt like she was just asking direct questions that Sonia, I had thought Sonia wanted her to come there to ask, but maybe afterwards seeing it, that wasn't the case.
Right.
But I felt like she was just asking normal direct questions that any businesswoman would, and the fact that they couldn't answer them at all, and it was so shady, how she's like, oh, is this the mafia? We can't talk about it. I felt that's exactly how her team was acting. So it was like a team of Sonia's talking to her. So I was just totally sketched out and would have feel like any other housewife felt in that this isn't for real, this is never going to happen. But I don't think Bethany said anything wrong or anything negative. So
Yeah.
I don't either. I think she was really trying to be helpful and come at it from a business aspect, because Bethany does run successful businesses. Maybe not all the fashion brand stuff that somebody like Heather or Luann would really be able to help with and have more of an opinion on, but she does run a successful business. Mm-hmm. So coming in and trying to be protective of Sonia and to literally be shut down and for all of them to kind of get so defensive about it, it was just very awkward to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did they have to be defensive about? That was so crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think they were, I honestly, and I love Sonia, so this is not about Sonia, but I think that the people there were a little bit intimidated because Bethany is so, she is so smart when she speaks, and it's just, I think they took it as like, you're challenging me. You're challenging our company, and you're challenging what we, she doesn't know who these people are, but she does know who Sonia is. So they should have said, you know what, we understand you're being protective of your friend. Here's how we're planning this. This is how we're mapping it out. But the girl was young that was next to her, and she was like, we have it under control. And I'm like, bad person to burn bridges with, Bethany Frankel. In my opinion, you're in New York City. I mean, I can see, like, you know, whatever, fights and stuff like that on the show. But, like, when you're just being outright rude to somebody who hasn't even deserved it, it's just a little bit odd.
Can see, too, and even with the teaser for next week when they have that moment where they're both crying with Sonia and Bethany, you can tell Bethany legit is she's concerned about Sonia. And I think that that's really, I mean, it's really nice that she's so concerned, but it's just hard when you're in like a room of crazy, right?
Yeah.
And those people just, they kept nodding their heads and they kept repeating what each other was saying. And then what does that mean when they're in talk so they can't talk? I've so never heard that before.
There's no distribution and no buyers. Yeah. They won't give any information about it. And Bethany said, you're launching in spring. How do you not have any of these things? This is fall. This was after Halloween.
Right.
You know, this is, you've got a couple months.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
We do know that one thing was, she has something available right now on her website. We do know as of right now. It's a jumpsuit, I believe.
Oh, did you look that up?
Yeah, I looked it up today. There's a swimsuit that is available. If it's like $109. And there's a jumpsuit. I think that they're in the beginning phases of it, but something was launched, and she did wear some of the stuff at on Fashion Week.
Yeah.
So it's happening.
And she wore something on Watch What Happens Live. Was it last week?
Yeah.
Beautiful blue dress.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a picture of her as well in a gorgeous red dress. So, I mean, it's beautiful. I don't, you know, I only wish her the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I think that it's one of those things where sometimes with Sonia, you know, it's like the boy who cried wolf. You kind of think it's not going to happen. But at this point, it looks like it did. So it's going to be interesting to see the progression from where we are right now in the episode. Last scene, biggest scene. So I want to get into it regarding the Dorinda's party. So, Bethany was not there. Everybody else was.
Mm-hmm.
We have a scene. We'll get to Kristen and John last. We'll save the best for last.
Please save it for last.
Did you guys think that Sonia snubbed Ramona tonight?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. What I can't figure out if it was on purpose or her just kind of maybe had too many cocktails, maybe had one at home and one in the cab, or if she was so excited to be there with that guy and just flitting around the room. But I think after an hour and a half, if you haven't said hi to the person you're closest with, it's awkward, and I would find it odd if she didn't realize that she did that.
I think initially it was unintentional. It was oh, I came to this party and I'm saying hi to everyone and I'm here with my cute little 24-year-old boyfriend, and then all of a sudden, as it progresses throughout the night, and they're like, she's been here for an hour, and she hasn't tried to say hi to me. At that point, I would prefer not to create drama, and I'd just be like, hey, Sonia, what's up? And just, like, go talk to her. Mm-hmm. But I also understand Ramona kind of being like, I felt like I was snubbed, and you walked right by me. So now at this point, I'd just like you to say, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I personally think that I agree. Like, I don't think she even realized she did it. I think, like, you walk in, you check your coat, you grab a drink. You know, I think she kind of got, like, distracted by whoever was at the bar. And I would bet that she probably was like, oh, like, in the back of her head, like, maybe I got to get over there. But you kind of get distracted at a party. And then I kind of feel like, Ramona, go up to her and say hi. Like, why does this have to be this cat and mouse thing? Like, that was my take on it. But, you know, I see both sides.
I agree with you and Lindsay, but I love you anyway, Megan. But I also agree. I just think Sony's in her own world. I think she was more concerned about, she kept on feeling like she had to watch over her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Kind of. I just think she got excited that how does she look right now in her head? She's thinking, oh my gosh, I'm walking with this guy. Like, I just think that she's so just enamored with him and where she is currently in this relationship that she wasn't even thinking about. And like she said, the last thing she would do is hurt Ramona, especially now.
Yeah.
She said, I don't think Sonia ever has mean intentions.
I don't think so either.
I really don't. I think she's
just spacey.
She's understand her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to understand her sometimes, but that doesn't mean that she has any ill intentions. Mm-hmm. I don't think she does. But aside from that, so Ramona's a little bit upset throughout the night, and she kind of goes to her own little circle. And so then we see Dorinda. She kind of mentions she thinks that they are being kind of mean to Sonia. Meaning Heather and Luann. That's how I took it. Did you guys take it as it was the same thing? Because she kind of thought that they were, like, going too far with asking why weren't we invited to the business dinner. Is that?
I thought they were being a little harsh on her, because at first it seemed like Heather was interested to hear how the meeting went, and then she goes, but I wasn't invited, and Luann wasn't invited, and we did this, mm-hmm. and we should be there, because we know, and I was like, wait, you were just showing genuine concern about what Sonia's doing, and now I feel like when Sonia said, I feel like you're doing this kind of selfishly now, I kind of agreed with her.
Yeah, no, I think that there was a lot of talk before that maybe didn't make it. Mm-hmm. I really do think that there was a lot of conversation about, oh, I'll bring you. I have the showroom. And I think, you know, weeks before we were like, oh, my gosh, like, wow, you have a showroom. And I mean, I really want to put it out there. Like, I do think it's amazing that she has a showroom. I don't doubt that it will do well. But watching that tonight, it was really like, it's just so weird how they're all so defensive. Like, that's the only thing I'm concerned about. And I obviously Bethany was, too. But I do think that Sonia had mentioned to Heather before about the showroom, and I think Heather was under the impression that she was going to go. So I think that's where it was coming from. And I do think that legit, you know, and Luann had said it tonight too, it would have made sense. They were just surprised. Like, if someone was starting a cocktail line or a nutrition mm-hmm. something, of course, like, you know, ask the person that they're close, that's closest to that business.
Right.
And it was just weird that Heather has such a big background.
Huge
fashion.
And she's also a great mentor. She's very, very, she's just, when we did interview her, we just got the feeling that she was so willing to, if you asked her, could you teach me this, she would sit with you and teach you.
Oh,
it. She's
100%.
Like a very mentor.
Yes.
She's like a mentor side to her that I just mm-hmm. feel like she wanted to step in because she knew she could really help as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I just don't think Sonia liked Heather's approach mm-hmm. to business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Heather was great with her. Heather was patient with her. I give her props.
Talk about toaster time, right?
For toaster. Yeah. She was so patient with Sonia for that. And I think Sonia didn't like the way Heather handled it, so therefore she doesn't want to work with her again because that doesn't work with her vibe.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that Heather's wrong, because I think Heather handled that so beautifully and gracefully. She really, truly did. I just think that Sonia doesn't want to work with her anymore because she knows that it's not her style.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just feel like they weren't invited on purpose.
Yeah.
That only Bethany was invited on purpose. And I don't really know where exactly when the conversation kind of went off the rails, but I think maybe both parties were acting, got a little too wild about the conversation quickly. So I have to go back and watch that one at home, because it was kind of like nip, 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 nip,
yeah.
like nipping at each other. And
yeah,
then
it was quick.
It was like a running away. Right. Like a son, it ran away. So.
Lots of running away.
Yeah.
When in doubt, run away.
Yeah, right? Hey, it's a thing to do, right? Then they talk about Bethany not making... Oh, that was you. They, a.k.a. you. we got a brief about Kristen saying that... Was it you that said Bethany's good impressions? First impressions? First impressions are very important.
Oh,
it was your conversation with...
She made a bad first impression. You and Heather were talking.
Right,
and
right. When Heather gave me the recap about
exactly.
this new thing. Mm-hmm. And the,
right,
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, actually. Just first impressions in general, mm-hmm. it's definitely a scary thing if you don't get a really good first impression, because then it's hard to mm-hmm. see past that.
Yeah.
So do...
Yeah, no, I think Heather was really surprised by the whole thing. You know, just surprised her calling her out on the whole plus one thing. And then it was interesting to get that whole recap, you know. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. That's all I knew of the dinner. And then to watch it was really like, oh, okay.
It was very surprising.
I don't think you like me.
I don't even think it was about you, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just
yeah,
think
yeah, yeah.
we kind of said last week we thought it was more about her saying, like, don't blindside me with like something that's like dramatic, like let's
yeah.
talk about it, or like let's not, like don't try to reel me into something that's dramatic. I think
yeah.
that's how she saw it, as was Heather actually was just being very matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And just letting her know ahead of time, like mm-hmm. if you see Kristen, she might be hurt, just letting you know. I don't think Bethany like really cared about whether it was you or anybody else. It was just, it's a birthday party. To her, she's got other things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I also didn't realize, too, just throwing this in there, I'm sure you talked about last week, but I didn't remember slash realize that she's so sensitive about her birthdays. Did you girls remember that?
Yeah.
I remember from watching her show years ago. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
we
got to
get to the groping.
Exactly. So then we have the last scene where we have, it was a beautiful scene. We have John and Sonia and kind of fun, just playing, having fun. Dorinda's around. And then Kristen's having fun too. And it was very innocent. Until it wasn't. Let's let you recap this.
Tell us what you felt.
It was a bit of a sandwich situation with John in the middle. And, you know, listen, it's the end of the party. You know, you could see already that some of the girls had already left. Like, the music had come up. And it was like, you know, Josh was right behind me. So it was like, you know, I'm getting to know everybody. And he's dancing with Sonia. And I'm kind of, like, draping on his back. Like, I really love Dorinda at this point. I'm getting to know him. Like, I didn't think I was inappropriate at all. And then the music came up and we were being silly. Like, I'm using the word silly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it was fun and okay, fine, whatever, great. You know, like, I'm married a million years. He's clearly not a threat to my marriage. Like, I was not, right. I didn't think I was being inappropriate. And then, you know, then he wanted to, but I didn't know what was going on in the front. Like, he was super handsy with Sonia, right? I mean, watching that, I was like,
very handsy with you.
Yeah.
And then he's like, let's turn it around. And I remember hearing that and thinking, like, oh, this is, I don't know that I really want the front. Thanks. I'm cool in the back.
I think both ways you probably felt a little
bit. And then I had, like, it was a bit, and like watching it, I was like, you know.
Yeah, we all were a little bit like,
I had to excuse
and
myself.
And to clarify with Dorinda's point was, it wasn't that she was jealous. It was that she already knows that he's got a lot of heat on him. Mm-hmm. She didn't want this to come out on, she's, you know, on camera, and then she has to defend this 9 months later, 8 months later, whatever.
You have to remember, too, like, I didn't know about all these issues. I was just meeting all of them. I didn't know that that was his protocol. Like, I didn't know that he, like, is, you know, this handsy. And she talked about it with Hannah that night, too. Like, how he gets. She talked about it with, like, Ramona.
Very good point.
I didn't know. You have to remember, I didn't know all these things. Mm-hmm. I literally had met him 2 times. I thought he was a nice guy. And that's the other thing, too. Like, you know, when you meet a girlfriend and you love her and you're just like, you're going to love her boyfriend, too, because she loves her boyfriend. And it's like, you know, you're thinking it's this family thing. And then that happens and you're like, oh, okay.
Yep.
And it was really a flashback. I hate to bring up Aviva, but it was like, it just reminded me of her father. Remember?
Oh, how could we forget? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. That was 25,000 times, I think, scarier.
Oh, yeah.
Just he was just because nasty. It happened so many times. Mm-hmm. This still, yes, but this was on another level.
And he meant no harm.
No, he didn't.
To me, it was over and done. I walked away. Like, I didn't even need to bring it up again.
At the end of the day, you can't blame the guy. Oh, yeah. He's got Sonia and Kristen. Yeah. It's like, any man would at least... I don't know. He's not stupid. He's got good taste, obviously. I mean, if we're going to give him...
He's a man.
And I think I don't think he's a bad person by any means. I just think he probably had a few drinks himself. But I think if it was anything really, really bad, too, Josh would have stepped in. You know what I mean? I think
he knew, for sure. Like, and Josh thought it was harmless.
It was harmless. Yeah. It was harmless. It just was a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a great episode, though. We got so much tonight, like, beyond. Like, we need another hour
to
recap this.
We do. I want another hour.
So, listen, anytime you're in L.A., we would love... I mean, you are awesome. So, like, made to host, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Crazy.
I'm coming back in August, so I will come back.
Oh, perfect. That's amazing.
And I'm bringing the popcorn, ladies.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's awesome. That would be so much fun. We'll have wine next time.
Oh, yeah.
But starting with... we'll start with Megan. We'll go all the way down. We'll do that. So if you want to just give your Twitter name.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at Megan Stecker. It's MEGANSTECHER.
Hi, it's Lindsay Wagner here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. And my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com.
Rick, we find you, Kristen, on Twitter, Instagram.
Kristen Taekman. So at Kristen Taekman, TAEKMAN. And my blog, which you saw on tonight's episode of Roni, is lastnightslook.com. So check it out for all tonight's looks.
Awesome. Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels and Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels. And we will see you next week for another episode of Real Housewives of New York. Roni.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.